Our next segment is a recording of a segment of a press conference featuring Judith Ank, Post and Kill resident, former Region 2 EPA administrator, and the person viewed as the first official to publicly raise concerns about the contamination in Hoosick Falls. Bennington College, along with current and former residents of Hoosick Falls in Petersburg, New York, and Bennington, Vermont, are co-sponsoring a community health questionnaire. The questionnaire will gather local insight about the incidence of six illnesses that previous scientific studies have linked to PFOA exposure. Perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, has come under growing scrutiny as an emerging human health risk. Beginning in 2014, high levels of PFOA were detected in the public water system of Hoosick Falls and then in numerous private wells around Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and Bennington. State agencies of New York and Vermont have installed water filtration systems and are moving forward with their respective remediation plans in their respective communities. Yet, many residents still have questions about the potential long-term health impact of PFOA contamination. The New York State Department of Health conducted a review of the New York State Cancer Registry and released a report in June of 2016. This report found no significant incidence of cancer in the village of Hoosick Falls, New York. This questionnaire is the first effort to assess health concerns in these local communities that relies on the knowledge of community members themselves. The questionnaire is supported by the project Understanding PFOA at Bennington College in Vermont. Here now is Judith Ank announcing the study and describing its purpose.
As I'm sure many of you know, the public water supplies and some private wells in all of these communities have been contaminated with the toxic chemical PFOA. PFOA is a fluorine-containing chemical that was used at manufacturing facilities in all of these communities. PFOA was used at the St. Gobain facility in Hoosick Falls, previously owned by Honeywell. The St. Gobain facility at McCaffrey Street is just 500 yards from the wells that the village of Hoosick Falls relied on to provide drinking water to thousands of their residents. PFOA was also used at the Taconic Plastics facility in Petersburg, and PFOA was used at the ChemFab plant in North Bennington, Vermont. PFOA biodegrades very slowly. It's very persistent in the environment. And just to illustrate its toxicity, eight major companies that manufacture PFOA entered into a voluntary agreement with the EPA to stop manufacturing it effective December 2015. That is unusual for companies to acknowledge the environmental and public health risks of their chemicals to the point where they would stop using a particular chemical. Unfortunately, the main way people are exposed to PFOA is by drinking contaminated water or air inhalation. The chemical is absorbed after you consume or inhale it, and it accumulates primarily in a person's bloodstream, kidney, or liver. Even after all of this careful review by regulators and others over the last just recent memory, we do not know how long residents of Petersburg, Hoosick Falls, and Bennington consumed drinking water containing PFOA. Thankfully, all of the public water supplies and anyone with a private well who has requested this, they all now have carbon filters, which filter out the PFOA from the drinking water. I've spent some time in these communities, and the two questions that I hear the most are, first, is it safe to drink the water? And secondly, what has drinking the contaminated water for an unknown period of time, what has it done to my health and my family's health? I hear this a lot, particularly from parents of small children. Some of these little kids have only consumed drinking water with PFOA. So on the first question, if you're drinking filtered water and the filters are maintained, which is very important, it's okay to drink the water. I believe that these communities need an alternate water supply because we don't know how far the PFOA has migrated in the groundwater. I'm very concerned about drinking water coming from groundwater in these communities. We know that the PFOA moves quickly, but the regulatory agencies have not yet identified the contours of the underground groundwater, which is known as a plume. Some of you know that the Federal Environmental Protection Agency recently announced Hoosick Falls will be added to the Federal Superfund program, which is very good news for Hoosick Falls. New York State and Vermont state agencies have added some of these sites to state Superfund programs. But I want to point out that the Superfund statutes do not deal with health problems that individuals may be experiencing. Superfund is terrific at cleaning up the contamination of the past, getting to the root of the problem, but it does not deal with the health issues. So on the second question, what has drinking this water done to my health and my family's health? It's a fair question, and it's very complex. We're fortunate to have the findings of a multi-million dollar study known as the C8 study that looked specifically at PFOA in drinking water in other states. And Dr. Howard Freed will discuss that study and its role in developing the questionnaire. So the goal of this community questionnaire is to determine, are there trends, health trends in these communities among the residents who consumed contaminated water? Whatever we find, we will share with the communities, we will share with local officials and regulators. We don't know what we're going to find, but if a trend is identified, it is our great hope that a more comprehensive health study will be done by either independent health experts, academics, health agencies to see if there are connections between this exposure and these illnesses. These sort of health studies take a lot of resources. This is not a health study that we're announcing today. We're announcing a very simple and important questionnaire that the residents themselves will be figuring out what's happened to their health. Our second goal in launching this new community health questionnaire is to encourage biomonitoring. Many people have had their blood tested for the presence of PFOA, and that is a good thing, so people know what the levels are in their own blood. And unfortunately, for many residents of Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, the levels came back significantly higher than what you would find in the general population. That blood testing needs to happen again so people can compare what's happening in their own bodies after they've stopped drinking contaminated water. There are also other important biomonitoring programs that need to happen. The importance of this is if people know that they've got high levels of PFOA in their bodies, they and their physicians can be on the lookout for some of the illnesses that we're including in the questionnaire today. For instance, thyroid disease is one of the illnesses associated with PFOA exposure. It's pretty simple to test your thyroid hormone levels by a blood test, but your doctor needs to know that you were exposed and therefore do that sort of test that they may not ordinarily do. So it's very important that all the residents of these communities fill out the questionnaire. And the thing that we're most concerned about is reaching people who used to live in these communities but who've moved away. I've spoken to residents who grew up in Hoosick Falls who said the majority of the people they went to high school with, for instance, have moved away. So we will be reaching out to alumni associations, Facebook pages. We'll be using social media to get as many people as possible to fill out this questionnaire. The deadline is October 1st, and we are so grateful to have the leadership and the support of Bennington College in doing this.
That was Judith Enck, Postenkill resident, former Region 2 EPA administrator, and viewed as the first official to publicly raise concerns about the contamination in Hoosick Falls. That report was compiled by our correspondent, Mark Dunley.